Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is my family, Leanne Heslett, who's joining us from the South African Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. 41 minutes after two, that is your time. IEC, I mean, you know, but anyway, look, we're not complaining. Great sounds of music, and we are going to close our time of conversation here at the Conversation Capital with Pastor VTJ Masakona joining us on WhatsApp this afternoon, my family. That incredible message coming through from Umfundisi. In fact, why don't we do a number and cross straight over to Umfundisi before we come through to our song of songs. Elevation Worship in Maverick City with a track titled Gyra is going to take us to 3 o'clock this afternoon, 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
A blessed and a great afternoon to you, family, and to Ayanda in studio. My name is Pastor VTJ Masakona, all the way from Calvary Christian Church in Pretoria East, and I am so excited to be with you this afternoon as we continue on the message or on the conversation we've started about a couple of weeks ago pertaining to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Before we get going, let me just start off with a word of prayer this afternoon. Precious Father, we come before your presence. We want to thank you that, Lord, you've given us an opportunity to gather together this afternoon at your feet to hear you speak to us, to hear you minister to us, and to hear you, O God, Father, direct the order of our lives. And I pray that every word that proceeds from my mouth is inspired and guided and led by the Holy Spirit, that, O God, it will be a word that will fall on fertile ground for every single one of us that hear it. And Lord God Almighty, we will be amplified and led, O God, in our journey of faith. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, let every heart be open to receive and to hear you speak to us, even in this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Well, in this few minutes that we have this afternoon, I thought it's important just to still continue on the same theme of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And something that has been, you know, strongly laid in my heart this morning is when we reject or we deject what the Lord accepts. This afternoon, it's so important and critical for us to hear that yet again. When we reject and, you know, deject what the Lord accepts. One of the things that I want to emphasize, and I'll base it on the story of Zacchaeus, when the Bible shows us or introduces us to one of the shortest people we see in Scripture, we realize that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Zacchaeus was a man who was esteemed highly in the community. His status was of a high note. And at the time when tax collectors were seen or were deemed by the synagogue leaders and by the church, they were seen as people that were fraudulent. They were seen as people that made their riches through, you know, unfaithful and scrupulous ways and all of that. But the Bible says when Jesus was going through, Zacchaeus wanted to see who this man is. He wanted to see who this guy is. And I want to believe that Zacchaeus was attracted to Jesus because he wondered, why is this guy attracting such a big crowd? Yet I don't know him in my circle of those that are famous or in my circle of those that are rich or in my circle of those that have made it. And here is the matter that is so important that I want us to see. The Bible says Zacchaeus ran and he climbed up a tree because he was a short man and he wanted to see Jesus. He ran, climbed up a tree, and he wanted to see Jesus. One of the saddest things is when the church is not hungry enough for the gospel. I want to say it again. When the church is not hungry enough for the gospel. What do I mean by that? It was Zacchaeus who ran. He was not, you know, part of the clique of those that were close to Jesus. He was not part of those that come to church every Sunday, but he ran because he was hungry for the gospel. And one of the important things we have to guard in our lives and in our hearts is the hunger for the gospel. The hunger for the gospel. But that's really me passing by that note. The most important thing I want us to see is Zacchaeus was aware of his deficiencies. Therefore, he did something about it. Zacchaeus was aware of what he was lacking. Therefore, he did something about it. In actual sense, Zacchaeus was aware that I am not perfect. So I've got to put some work for me to see Jesus. I have not made it in life, so I've got to put some work for me to be able to see and encounter Jesus. And he climbed up a tree. There are things we have to do from a basis of knowing where our deficiencies lie. In other words, I know that my lack of character is in this area or is in that area or is in the space or is in that issue. And I do the work so that I might see Jesus. And what am I challenging with this afternoon? Do everything you can to see Jesus. The gospel of Jesus Christ will not just come to us lazing around and sitting back. We need to do everything we can so that we can see Jesus. But here is a sad note. When Zacchaeus saw Jesus, Jesus is the one who said, "Zacchaeus, come down." He knew him by name and he called him down and he says, "Today I must stay at your house." And he goes and he stays at Jesus' house. Now, the people that were offended is my problem as I really bring this home for us this afternoon. The people that were offended with Jesus staying at Zacchaeus' house is my problem. It was actually the church. At times, we fail to send the gospel of Jesus Christ to the right people because we have already written off what God wants to embrace. We've already canceled what God wants to embrace. In this day and age, we've got what they call a cancel culture. One mistake from Zacchaeus and we realize or we have come to the conclusion that nah, he can't make it in Christianity. He can't make it in the journey of life. But we forget that we were also saved by the same grace we are deeming or seeing others not to deserve. And I want to challenge you this afternoon that let it be that when Zacchaeus is visited by Jesus, we celebrate the visit of Jesus to Zacchaeus' house, not question what is he doing in Zacchaeus' house, not question how does Zacchaeus deserve to be visited by Jesus. And Jesus gives a great and a strong answer. He says, "For I have not come for those that have been found, I've come for those that are lost." And may the Lord help us that we understand that God cannot be monopolized to the convenience of who we like and who we don't like, to the convenience of who we applaud and who we don't applaud. We must be so committed to making sure that even Zacchaeus receives the gospel. Even Zacchaeus receives the gospel. When the prodigal son returned to his father, the one who had the problem was not the servants. The one who had the problem was not the next door neighbors. The one who had the problem was the brother. May I not reject what Jesus, what the Lord wants to embrace, what the Lord wants to bring closer to him, what the Lord wants to love, what the Lord wants to uphold and wash and cleanse. And in fact, the power of the gospel is often proved by the results of whom has been washed. I say it again. The power of the gospel is often proved by the results of who has been washed by it or by the blood of Jesus. In other words, we cannot prove the power of the gospel just by monopolizing it and keeping it within the walls of the church. And I'm taken aback when we were younger, and we're still young, by the way, so please don't be afraid to believe that. When we are still, you know, watching ads and all of that stuff, when they advertise detergents, you know, washing detergents, laundry and all of that stuff, they will bring a plate or they will bring clothes that have got a stain that seems impossible and all of those things. And to prove the power of that detergent, they put it to the test against the toughest stains. And this is what the analogy that we must carry this afternoon. As we go and pray, I want you to remember that the power of the gospel will be proved by whom it washes. And let us not find ourselves being disturbed when the gospel reaches Zacchaeus, just because we have decided within our own confines, we have decided within our own thoughts, we have decided within our own spaces that Zacchaeus is not worthy. If you are worthy, what about Zacchaeus? If God can touch you and change you, what about Zacchaeus? The gospel of Jesus Christ calls us not to reject what God has embraced. May we find in our hearts, in our spirits, in our day-to-day journey, an attitude towards embracing what also God is embracing. And Father, I want to pray that, Lord, you help us, Lord. There are family members in our in our communities, in our homes, in our workspaces. We've got people that we might think might not deserve this gospel. But Lord, we have also been saved. May we continue to extend the same hand even unto others. May we extend the same work even unto others. May we extend, O God, Father, the same love even unto others. That this gospel of Jesus Christ is not privatized, is not held back. It is a celebration for us when this gospel reaches even Zacchaeus, a fraudulent tax collector. It is a celebration for us when this gospel even reaches Saul, who was a persecutor of the saints. It is a celebration for us even when the prodigal son comes back. May we celebrate the presence of this gospel even in the lives and in the communities of the people that are around us that we thought were long, far, and gone. But your word tells us your hand is not too short that it cannot reach us. And let it be so, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I pray that we are able to carry it together and see the practicality of the gospel of Jesus Christ being displayed in the day-to-day living in our surroundings and in our lives. I pray that God richly blesses you, he carries you, and he keeps you. And we are definitely going to meet next week, same time, same place. God bless you, and do have a blessed afternoon further.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.